Trainex Corporation presents one in a series of scientific clinical nursing programs, Syphilis and Gonorrhea, presented from the material of Nicholas J. Fumara, M.D. In a study of the epidemiology of syphilis, the incidence of the disease in the United States began to rise in 1957, when 3.8 cases per 100,000 population were reported. By 1973, the incidence had climbed to 12.2 cases per 100,000, with the highest concentration in the 15 to 29 age bracket. A contagious venereal disease, syphilis is caused by infection with the microorganism Treponema pallidum. The disease can be transmitted in any of the following five ways. 1. Sexual exposure. About 95% of all cases of syphilis are transmitted by sexual contact. A patient is most infectious sexually during the first year. He becomes less so with each succeeding year, until by the end of the fourth year, he cannot spread syphilis by sexual contact. The second way syphilis can be transmitted is by kissing. A person with primary or secondary syphilitic lesions on the lips or within the oral cavity can transmit the disease by kissing. The moist kisses, not the dry pecks, are the infectious ones. A third mode of transmission is prenatal exposure. A syphilitic mother infects the fetus in utero. And fourth, syphilis may be transmitted directly by an accidental prick of a needle used in an infected person, or by an accidental jab of a knife or suture needle during operation on an infected person. And fifth, digital sex play also may be responsible for direct inoculation of the syphilis spirochete. A diagnosis of primary stage syphilis is usually made after an incubation period of 9 to 90 days. The average is 3 weeks. This stage is characterized by the appearance of a chancre at the point of inoculation. Since syphilis is usually transmitted by sexual contact, most chancres appear on the genitals. This is a chancre of primary stage syphilis. Chancres begin as papules. Then, as shown here, the papules soon ulcerate as the lesions erode. The raised borders of the ulcer are smooth and sharply defined. The base is finely granular and hard. The typical chancre is indurated, painless, indolent, punched out, and clean with a scanty yellow discharge. The neighboring lymph nodes, which are discreetly enlarged, are hard, non-suppurative, and non-tender. This chancre is on the prepuce of the penis. The next two slides will display chancre of the penis. This chancre is on the coronal sulcus. And in this slide, the chancre is present on the frenum of the penis. Intraurethral chancre, depicted here, may be discovered on palpation of the anterior and posterior urethra. There may be a mucoid urethral discharge. This is a perianal chancre. Occurring as a painless lump at the anal orifice, perianal chancre may be seen in male homosexuals. Here is a lesion of primary syphilis occurring on the labia, the most common site for chancre in the female. The following slides will show other sites of chancre in the female. Chancres of the fourchette appearing here are apt to be multiple lesions that enlarge as they coalesce. This is a chancre of the cervix, presenting as an indurated ulcer. By aspirating the ulcer with a long stem pipette and rubber bulb, serum can be obtained easily for dark field examination. Some chancres, especially in females, may escape notice because of their inconspicuous appearance or location. Chancres of the lips are the most common extragenital lesions. In the male, chancres contracted by kissing are more likely to be on the upper lip. In the female, chancres usually appear on the lower lip. These hard, non-tender lesions, which will persist for 2 to 4 weeks, are accompanied by the enlargement of the anterior cervical nodes. The laboratory diagnosis of primary syphilis is established by the finding of the microorganism T. pallidum on dark field examination. If the first dark field examination is negative, the test is repeated for 3 consecutive days. The clinical diagnosis of secondary stage syphilis may be made 9 to 90 days after the onset of the chancre, or within 6 months after exposure. The signs and symptoms of secondary syphilis are grouped into 3 major complexes. The 3 major complexes of symptoms for secondary syphilis are 1, an influenza-like syndrome. 2, generalized lymphadenopathy, one of the most common findings in secondary syphilis. And 3, the generalized eruption of secondary syphilis that is painless and non-pruritic, except in its follicular form. It involves the skin as well as the mucous membrane surfaces. On the skin of this woman, the eruption of secondary syphilis tends to follow the lines of cleavage, especially on the trunk. It is bilateral and symmetrical, and it is usually more profuse on the upper extremities than on the abdomen and lower extremities. These lesions of secondary syphilis are discrete rather than confluent and may appear to have a copper-colored hue. Their borders are sharply demarcated, and the copper hue is more intense at the center of the lesion than at its periphery. On the palms of these hands, the lesions of secondary syphilis appear as indurated papules with scales at the periphery. Here is an example of the follicular papular lesions of secondary syphilis causing patchy alopecia of the beard. This temporary non-scarring hair loss is usually associated with the other skin lesions characteristic of secondary syphilis. These are the lesions of secondary syphilis called condylomata lata. These occur in the flexion creases of the body, such as the perianal area, and less often, as shown here, the axillae. Eruptions on the mucous membrane, such as these present on this patient's tongue, may appear coincidentally with skin manifestations, or they may appear alone. The maculopapular lesions on this tongue have been eroded by the action of saliva. In this patient, with maculopapular secondary syphilis, the generalized eruption covers all parts of the body. Both skin and mucous membrane surfaces are affected. Another patient displays mucous membrane lesions of the mouth, which may occur in maculopapular secondary syphilis. Annular lesions located in the nasolabial area, as seen on this patient, are diagnostic of syphilis. This woman displays the pustular lesions of secondary syphilis. Pustular lesions, the last skin eruption to evolve, may resemble acne, impetigo, chronic chickenpox, smallpox, or pyodermas due to crustal ulcers. Since the lesions are teeming with spirochetes, a positive dark field test is not difficult to obtain. The generalized eruption of secondary syphilis is usually dark field positive. The eruptions may last for a few weeks or as long as a year. Blood tests of patients with secondary syphilis are always positive. Traumatic injury and various genital lesions, which may resemble syphilitic chancres, must be considered in making a differential diagnosis for primary syphilis. This is an example of erosive balanitis, or inflammation of the glans penis as a result of trauma. The lesion resembles syphilitic chancre, but there is no sign of lymphadenopathy. A zipper accident caused the lesion on this penis. This lesion mimics a syphilitic chancre. Erysipelas of the penis, the condition exhibited here, usually begins about 24 hours after intercourse or oral genital exposure. The patient complains of chills, fever, swelling, and doughy edema of the penis. Ulcers often develop, as in this patient. This is a streptococcal infection requiring treatment with penicillin over a 10-day period. This patient has psoriasis on the genitals. Such a condition is usually associated with psoriasis elsewhere on the body. However, when it does appear on the genitals alone, psoriasis may be confused with syphilis. This patient has the disease most often confused with primary syphilis. The disease is herpes progenitalis. Like gonorrhea, herpes progenitalis has reached epidemic proportions in the 15 to 29 age group. Primary infection is manifested by large discrete vesicles on an erythematous base. The patient complains of persistent itching or burning pain, particularly when the penis brushes against his underclothing. Another disease which may need a differential diagnosis for primary syphilis is chancroid. This photo displays the lesion of chancroid. The differential diagnosis for secondary syphilis includes a variety of skin diseases which mimic the generalized eruption of this stage of syphilis. Pityriasis rosea, the closest imitation of secondary syphilis, is present on this patient. Before the appearance of the generalized rash, a Herald patch, visualized on the left, will be the first manifestation of the disease. Then the generalized rash, visualized on the right, will appear in the following 7 to 10 days. Found in the lines of cleavage, the lesions are symmetrical in distribution. Although these are diagnostic of pityriasis rosea, a serologic test for syphilis should always be made. The eruption usually lasts for 6 to 8 weeks. This patient's legs display the maculopapulosquamous lesions of psoriasis. The papular lesion of secondary syphilis may resemble those of psoriasis. Patchy alopecia, a manifestation of secondary syphilis, appears on this lady. However, there are no characteristic skin lesions on her scalp. Her hair loss is due to prolonged traction on the hair produced by tight braids. The treatment of syphilis is undergoing periodic change. State and local health departments are ready sources of information on the current treatment of choice for the disease. This ends side one.